Shvili Pinchas Tav Shin Ayin Beis and Shvili Pinchas Tav Shin Ayin Vav. We're going to tell you some interesting stuff about how Eliezer found a spouse and what you should be looking for. Not now! Take all the brachas and like store them, my friends. No rush, but some of us already found ours.
Woo!
But Beis Hashem, listen to this. This is very, very heartwarming for those people that just got married and like, what's going on over here? So if Yosef listens to this, you're like, wow, takaze, here goes. So Eliezer found her and he was like really excited and he gave her gifts. Mashkiach was talking about the gifts he gave. And what did he give? He gave Nezem Zahav Beka Mishkaloi. He gave nose rings. Back in the day, that was okay. That was actually trendy. Back in the day. Nowadays, we don't do those things anymore. But it's interesting. Imagine, you know, Rivka's walking around with a nose ring. But I guess she had one. I mean, that was considered to be accepted practice once upon a time. She had a nose ring, Beka Mishkaloi. And then also they gave her Shnei Tzmidim. Thank you very much. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Me'Eved Bray.
Amen.
Shnei Tzmidim is two bracelets, kind of. These were the gifts. Now Rashi says it wasn't Stam. There's something that's correspondent, something that's more mystical about these gifts. Mystical, that's what I was looking for. What? Beka Mishkoloi. Beka, says Rashi. L'shikle Yisrael Beka L'gogoylis. This is the Shkolim. She's somehow symbolizing the Shekel HaKodesh. Interesting. Shekel, Beka. Beka, we're going to see, means to break. Shnei Tzmidim, Remez L'shtei Luchois HaTzmudois, that are connected.
Delicious water. I love water.
Now, the two Luchois, which were Tzmudois, which means that they were close one to the other, that was the other thing that was symbolism. There's lots of symbolism in these gifts. One thing is these two bracelets is Kineged. The Beka Mishkola, the Shekel HaKodesh. No, the nose ring, sorry. And the two bracelets was the Shtei Luchos. Says the Kleyoka, listen to this fascinating thing. And you're like, wow, that is really cool. That's what I did. The Beka means to break something in half. You know by Kriyas Yamsuf? It said, Vayibaku Hamayim. That doesn't say the word Kriya anywhere in the Torah. It's a strange thing. It doesn't say anywhere the word Kriya in the Torah. It says Vayibaku, the water was split. So Beka is to take something that's one and split it in half. And Tzmid is to take two things and put them together. So these two gifts are like somewhat opposites. The Kleyoka points this out. There's taking one thing and breaking it apart, and taking two things and pushing them together. Why were these the gifts that Eliezer gave to Rivka? Is it a coincidence? I doubt it. So the Kleyoka says his mahalach is beautiful. Ayin Shum, take a look. But we're going to share with you the mahalach of the Shvilei Pinchas. And he says the following thing. He says, when Avram was looking for a mate for Yitzchak, he said the following thing to Eliezer. I will make you swear by Hashem, Elokei Hashomayim v'Elokei Ha'oretz. Asher lo sikach ish l'bnim v'lo sakanan ish yishab. This is, I want you to swear, don't take a woman from Canaan. I'm not interested in Canaan for my wife. That's it. She's not the right one. I make you swear by Elokei Hashomayim v'Elokei Ha'oretz. Comes along the Ibn Ezra. And says the Ibn Ezra the following thing. V'hatam Elokei Hashomayim v'Elokei Ha'oretz. Why the God of the heavens and the gods of the earth? B'mokom hazeh. In this place, why is it said over here? Ki bas ployni leployni ba'aretz min hashamayim. Listen to these words, they're cryptic. It's almost like it's in code. Ki bas ployni leployni ba'aretz min hashamayim. Bas ployni leployni, in this land, from the heavens. V'hu soid. Ibn Ezra tells you this is a secret. So we're going to try to unravel the secret of the Ibn Ezra. What's going on over here? He says the following thing. There are other psukim where Avram says, Elokei Hashamayim, Asher lo kachani beis avi. Avram, you often refer to Hashem as Elokei Hashamayim. Why over here is Avram referring to Hashem as Elokei Hashamayim and Elokei Haaretz? Why is he talking about both of them? That's probably why the Ibn Ezra has something to say over here. Why is Hashem, he's referring to Hashem as the God of the heavens and the God of the earth. Something must be going on specific in this pasuk. And perhaps the pshat is as follows. There's going to be something about a marriage, which is going to have to do with heaven and earth. That's going to be about this particular shidduch, what we're looking for Yitzchak. So here goes. The Gemara in Saita tells us, Kosha lizavgon kikriyas yamsuf. Making a shidduch is as hard as splitting the sea. Now what does that mean? What does that mean that making the shidduch is as hard as splitting the sea? I mean, it's actually funny, because a shidduch is bringing two people together, and splitting the sea is sending two things apart. So it's a funny thing to compare, that it's, this is this thing is as hard as that thing. What exactly is the comparison of making a shidduch to kriyas yamsuf? But the pshat is l'chora like this. The Gemara asks the question, why does it say ki ikach ish ish, a man takes a woman? The Gemara condition says, why does it say a man takes a woman? Why does a woman take a man? Why does a man take a woman? Says the Gemara, you know what it's like? If someone loses something, you lose an aveda. So who is looking for who? The baal avedos machzer achar avedosai. Man, so he had a rib, and that rib was taken from him, and he lost it. So now he's got to find his rib. So he's looking for his rib. So man is looking for his wife. Now, that's all true by Adam Arisha, but you know something? The Zohar says that's true by all of us. What does that mean? That means that when a man is in Shemayim, there are two neshamas there. They're connected, or maybe it's even one neshama. And then Hashem splits it and puts it down, one in the form of a man, one in the form of a woman. And the man's got to find his other half, his better half, actually. At least in my case, it was that way. You can tell Mark if I said that. He's got to find his other half. So where he's looking, a man is looking for his aveda. That's what happens when a person is looking for a shidduch. So perhaps this is the pshat where it says, "Ashpiachab." So let's get it clear. The following thing: what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? The water was together. Then the water was split, and then what happened? Anyone?
Back together.
Came back together. The pasuk actually says the water came back. I mean, that's what happened. Like the Mishnah, right? Split together. Split together. Says the Shvilei Pinchas, that's what happens with us also. It's perfect. When we're in Shemayim, the Shemas are together. Shem splits them, and then he puts them back together. When they get married, they come back together. So this is the pshat, what Avram said, Elokei HaShemayim veElokei HaAretz. Why did he say Elokei HaShemayim veElokei HaAretz? He was saying, Elokei HaShemayim, the neshamas that are up there in Shemayim, Elokei HaAretz are the same neshamas that are going to have to come together down here. And this is the soid of Bas Ploini LePloini BeEretz Min HaShemayim, in the ground, from Shemayim. No, it's up there they were together. So down here they got to come back together. It's BeEretz Min HaShemayim. That's what a shidduch is. And that was the shidduch that Avram was looking for Yitzchak. Now we can understand what are these two gifts, the two gifts that Eliezer gave to Rivka. Becca is to break something in half. Tzmidim is to bring things together. And Eliezer was saying, listen, this is not just, you know, a partnership. This was HaKadosh Baruch who separated the neshamas and brought the neshamas back together. Just like happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what this shidduch is. Now, I'm going to add just a little bit myself and try to figure out what exactly happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. You want to tell me? What happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? The water split, right? Comes along the Rogid Shover Goin and declares a Givaldik Chakira. This is so yeshivish, lumdish, it's brisk. I saw it in a book called The Brisker Derech, The Brisker Methodology, something like that. Wachtvogel wrote the book. Anyway, it's like this. Did Hashem split the yam in kamus, or did he split the yam in echos? Oh! What do I mean? Like this. Kamus means quantity. Echos means quality. So did Hashem say, okay, put half the water over here and half the water over there? And therefore he split it in quantity. Or did Hashem split it in quality? What does that mean? He took the water and he split the components of the water. Water is made up of two things, hydrogen and oxygen. Maybe Hashem took the hydrogen and oxygen, took the water. It's a complex compound. And he broke the compound. And now he split the water. Mamash split it like that. That would be a split in Echos. You hear what I'm saying? He took the water. It's a lot of water. He split it up. Did he just like separate it? Or did he split it? He broke it down. Avrami, what do you say? You're the Chakir?
It's an Avramina.
I don't know if it's an Avramina.
It's the Avramina.
But I have a Kasha. A Bachar in this yeshiva asked a Gevaldik Akasha on this. He said it can't be he split the water in the compound. It's not Shayach. Because what happens when you split water?
It disappears.
So, I mean, there was water on both sides. There should be nothing. There should be gas on both sides. No water. How could it be? And I didn't have a teretz for Shas Maisim. I think the teretz is as follows. Steht nicht! It doesn't say that Hashem put all the hydrogen on one side and all the oxygen on the other side. He put a bit of hydrogen on this side, now all of a sudden it became water because I took some of the hydrogen from this drop, some of the oxygen from that drop, and it became water. I mean, there's lots of water on this side, there's lots of water on that side, but the waters themselves were split. Now, what difference does that make? I'm about to tell you. Here goes. Listen to this, my friends. I'm going to tell you something very important. So Avram's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. And he tells Eliezer, or Eliezer himself says, okay, this is going to be the test. The litmus test is how nice she is. How much kindness. Now, some people will learn from over here, and I believe Rabbi Baruch and others say, you see, the most important thing is a shidduch is kindness. But the Chassam Sofer says something else. He says the following thing. A husband and a wife have to be a team, but they have to complement each other. This is very important. They have to complement each other. If I am all about kindness, and my wife is all about kindness, we're just going to be like a flood of kindness. It's not going to be good. I've seen those type of houses where, like, you know, no one's, like, it's just total pandemonium in the house. Right? There's no Seder in the house at all. The whole house is just running crazy because everyone's busy doing chesed all the time and everyone's running out there and there's no anchor. If I'm all about being strict and my wife is all about being strict, that's a disaster because the kids have absolutely no love and everyone feels like they're being suffocated because everything is like rules and strict and everything has to be in place. And like, you know, you walk into the house, you feel like no one's lived there for 30 days because like the place is like immaculate. It's like, whoa, relax. You need a balance. So says the Chassam Sofer the following thing. Let's look at Avram. Avram was super kind. Avram was super nice. Sarah was not that way. And says the Chassam Sofer, it was a perfect balance. Because when it was time to throw Yishmael out of the house, Avram was like, I can't throw him out of the house. Come on, he's out! Get him out! So he's like, oh, man, he's, come on, he's my son. And Sarah said, no, he's got to leave. Sarah was the din, Avram was the chesed. Sarah was the din, Avram was the chesed. And they balanced each other out. Because when Avram kind of needed a little extra din, he relied on his wife. Now Yitzchak was totally different than Avram. Yitzchak actually is known as pachad, fear, din. Yitzchak, that was Yitzchak's midah, much more like his mother. So what type of wife does Yitzchak need? Not like Sarah, because then there's going to be too much din in the family. She needs someone more like Avram, so she needs a nice, he needs a nice lady. That's why Rivka is Davka Chesed. Now, Yitzchak had an affinity towards Esav. He liked Esav. He was like, because Esav was din. He's like, yeah, that's my boy right there. And Rivka's like, sorry, this is not the right guy. This is not him. Because Rivka had Chesed. So when Yitzchak was going to make his mistake, Rivka corrected. So I want to show you how Sarah assisted Avram when he was going to make his mistake. Rivka assisted Yitzchak, and each mistake is the opposite. Because Avram was too nice. And Sarah's like, get him out of here. He's got to go. And Yitzchak was too firm. And he's like, you know, Yaakov, he's like, you know, a softy. He was more like lovey-dovey. Yaakov was more like his mother. And Yitzchak was like, come on, I like Esav. Esav, I'm going to give Esav the bracha. She's like, no, Esav, wrong guy. He's like, what do you mean? Strong. He's got that, he's more of that pachad, more of that din type of thing. And Rivka's like, no. Yaakov's the right man. Each one balanced off the other. And that's what a person is looking for in a wife. And that's why Hashem has to be Mitzavik Zivukim. Our boy says sometimes people get married, they think they're looking for someone that they like have the things in common. They do. But they also have to have differences. And a lot of times a person gets married and is like, wow, my wife is so different than me. And that's great. Because then she's a real Ezer Kenegdoi. And that's why we dafka rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mizavik Zivugim. Because if a person would do it himself, he'd probably mess up. Because we all think that you look for someone you have so much in common with. And that's why it's like so complicated. Because it has to be someone you have enough in common with that you can like enjoy each other's company. But at the same time, you have to be very different. So how does that happen? Who could thread that needle? Only Hashem. That's why it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizavik Zivugim. Beis Hashem, every person should find in the right time the right one. And should be able to have lots and lots of peace, serenity, and bracha in their home. Rabbi Lerner will be here momentarily to give a shiur on Hanukkah. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Shabbat Shalom.